I can literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I can start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
Please.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Speaking of somebody who stepped their game up, dude.
Who?
The Comanche.
True.
Bro, So Rogies posted something on Instagram yesterday.
I heard about it.
So I immediately downloaded the book and listened to it. I'm like halfway through it already. Did a lot of driving last night.
Yeah.
Bro, the Comanche were... You want to talk about some bad hombres?
Were they really?
Bro, every time I listen to people talk about... It's crazy. If you do any research into actually what Native Americans were doing, it's nuts. Mm. Dude.
Well, the Celtics were the... you know who were
Celts
here
were fucking...
Celts were here before Native Americans, but go on.
No, the Celts were actually even mentioned in the book as also being complete savages.
Really?
Yeah. So what... It's a pretty simple explanation for why Native Americans were fucking fired up, rowdy boys.
Yeah.
They got agriculture about 4,000 years after Africa and Asia, and therefore Europe. So they were, and they were on the exact same trajectory historically. Like, they just started building pyramids. They just started getting societies, but they were 4,000 years late.
Gotcha.
And then they run into, you know, colonists.
True, yeah.
So, and that's what was really interesting about it was they were like, they were hunter-gatherers. Mm-hmm. They were from the fucking Stone Age.
Yeah.
Running into today, you know, essentially today. It was like 1800s.
Future men.
Yeah. So then you'd run into this tribe of dudes that were living like cavemen.
Yeah.
And they'd be rowdy, dude. Obviously, they're going to fucking throw shit at you.
The T levels are high.
T levels are out of this world.
I mean, dude, I was, you know, up until a certain age, if I went to a movie theater, I would throw shit at people. Like, I would sit in the back and throw candy at the screen. Like, pretty recently.
Yeah, that's actually very funny.
You sit in the
back. You get a gummy bear stuck on there?
Oh,
come
dude.
On.
Or if you sit in the back, and as soon as it goes all dark, you just go, boom, and you wean, and it goes, bap, and you hear it just go, pop, 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 pop.
I would always try to fart as loud as I could at the quiet parts in a movie. That's the best. If you can anticipate a silent part.
Dude, it's the best.
That's very Comanche of you.
That
pretty
is
much Comanche.
Enemy of everybody, dude. I'm an enemy of everyone.
Lord of the Plains.
Time.
Lord of the Plains.
Dude.
Bro, let me break this down.
Yeah, break down
you.
The Comanche.
The Comanche fucking rule. Mm-hmm. They absolutely rule. They're ugly, short, shitty people that everybody crushed. So they came over, you know, historically on the land bridge. That's where, you know, how all people came to North America.
The Bering Strait?
Yeah. So they were up there.
Go on.
So they were up in the Rockies. They were up in the mountains. And then just forever they had been pushed down because they sucked.
Yeah.
Comanches, of everybody, were like, even amongst other tribes, they were known for their bad hygiene. They sucked. They were short. They never, you know, every... So we see like the Northeast Native Americans is like, that's like what's on...
Yeah.
That's what you see is like these tall, slender, fucking athletic, sinewy, long motherfuckers.
Yeah.
These people were like more like Mongarians.
Really?
They're like short, squat, fucking brown.
Yeah.
Like fuckers.
Like Eskimos almost.
They looked, yeah, exactly. But
I didn't know that.
They were losing.
Comanches were like
no,
jacked,
Comanches
ripped,
were not
like
jacked.
Jesus bodies.
No, they're lads.
Really?
Comanches were pure lads, dude.
What?
And they were getting rocked by everybody until the Spanish came. Mm-hmm. Spanish, you know, fucked around and introduced horses to North America. Horses were never there.
Yeah.
So all these different tribes got horses, and I think the Apache were munching them. The Apache weren't sure what to do with them, so the Apache were just crushing horses.
They're munching, yeah.
They were munching horses.
They're chopping them up.
That was good eating for a little while until the Comanche, those old fucking pussies that everybody beat up forever, just somehow got so good at using horses. Like, best horsemen in the world.
I mean,
and
dude,
then just
if you want to
go
for the Mongolian theory, that's muscle.
That's exactly what it was like.
That's genetic
and then they
memory.
Just let it rain on everybody, dude.
Oh, if you're going to just shit on constantly.
And not like they were even like, there was no, half of it was just for vengeance. Like this, for ancient vengeance. For like 1,000 years, they were just like, fuck these people. And just Comanche, they, you know, they didn't build cities. They were nomadic. They just went around. And if you somehow came into the middle of the country, you got fucked up. And not just like, oh, you got, you know, it was their rules to torture everybody to death. Mm-hmm. If there were women, they would gang rape them and then torture them to death.
Jesus.
Dude, they took this one lady as a slave and white slave and they, white slavery. And,
we should have a little scoreboard. Every white slave in the cross race.
What's that about? 18 million to one. All right, here we go now. A little comeback, a little rally caps. Here we go now. How about a little chatter over there? A little chatter in the dugout whites. But this lady She was pregnant when she was captured. As soon as she gave birth, they...
Wait, the white lady?
Yeah. She's in it.
Two.
True. Technically, that was two. Boom. Got another one. This is a quick one, though.
Yeah.
So she gave birth to this child. I think it was 7 weeks old when six Comanche men walked into the room, strangled it to death, but it lived. They put it back. They strangled it till it was. They thought it was dead. Put it back in her arms, like gave it to her, like motherfuckers. And then it started moving. So they tied it to the back of a horse and rode it through cacti till it was ripped apart. They were Jesus
Christ.
Wild, dude.
Yeah.
And like again, they were. They wasn't. There's no redeeming. Like, the book tries to be like, well, they sang at night and they loved pranks, which was funny to be like, oh, they were dickheads when they were by themselves, which is really funny. But they were also the meanest.
Yeah.
Comanche were mean little dickheads.
Nasty.
It's fun to listen to. It's a really good book.
Damn, dude. That's pretty tough.
Yeah, yeah. Thank praise Rogies for recommending
his. I read some of his posts, dude. He was in the sauna just bugging out on Comanches and being like, dude,
It is a fucking, like...
That's
It's
sick.
Wild to read.
I mean, dude, to start, the idea of Rogan in a thing, meditating and just being like a Comanche on a horse.
Bro, he must have connected with the Comanches so much. That was dude, my little short, thing. Tiny guys fucking riding horses.
True, dude.
Crushing people.
That's probably why he's going to... Is the Comanches around Texas?
Yeah,
He might be being called.
True. You might be called by that Comanche moon.
I'm going to start a trust fund in Texas Midland.
Damn, we're pretty much Texas now.
I mean,
I'm all about Comanches. You're about, I told you, hell or high water.
Bay loved it too, dude.
I knew Bay was going to love it. Love the man. Good cop in that. It's a good Bay movie.
Good cop. She loves, I figured out she loves movies where people like give off like serious attitude. Like where that guy's just like, you're a motherfucking asshole, you're sending me a piece of shit out. And she's like, oh, yeah.
Have awesome. You been tucking your t-shirts into your dungarees since you watched it?
Sometimes.
I know you
I tuck in every now and again anyway, but yeah, now it's like for sure.
You have to.
100%.
You gotta
I'm losing weight right now.
You got to get a holster.
I just, if I do a crime, I want someone to be like, what do they look like? Be like, cowboy. Skinny, lean, look like cowboy.
Frank looks like a cowboy.
Frank does look like a cowboy.
Cousin Frank looks like a cowboy.
My family has... I got a lot of the Comanche genes in my family. My family's
ugly,
all like,
runt that everyone hates.
Fat.
Good, dude. Just get a horse.
All I need is a horse,
fuck
dude.
Them up.
I'll go up the compound and fuck everybody up.
Dude, I'm so fired up on Comanche right now.
Yeah.
They ride... They were the ones who would like ride on the side of the horse when they were in battles. You know what I mean? Where
like,
you ride on the side
like,
and shoot. Dude, they fucking ruled.
Fuck.
And all they were about was raping.
That's the Mongolian blood.
They were just torturous rapers, dude.
That's the Mongolian.
And everyone's like, no, Native Americans were great warriors. It's like, dude, they gang raped prisoners and tortured them.
Yeah, I mean, if you went to like the whatchamacallit, like the Celtic tribes in like Ireland and other words, it was the same party going on.
Yeah, dude, just 1,000 years before.
Celtic tribes thought they were from hell. Like they conceptualized heaven and hell, and they're like, yeah, we're from hell.
We're the bad guys.
Like we're from hell. And their day started, it was some kind of weird thing where, like, their day was reversed. I mean, not like, I know, kind of the day starts at midnight, but it was something like that.
So they're
like,
on my clock. I'm still on that Celtic.
Something like that, yeah. Where they were kind of
just munch dinner
like,
right away. Just wake up and eat, like, a chicken parm sub.
Yeah, when you were born, they would just cry for you. They'd be like, oh, dude, it sucks. And when you die, they'd be like, fuck yeah, dude.
Get out of here.
You're back in the nether realm. So, yeah, dude, they were, like, nasty motherfuckers, man.
Yeah, they... The Comanche, Matt.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, dude, there's literature that says they try to claim the Celts were the Native Americans. It's pretty funny. It's a pretty
really?
That's like Irish spazzing.
I like that.
No, we're Native.
We're actually
Irish
slaves and Native Americans. And we're hammered.
Yeah.
No, but it does do the thing where it's. Also, what was interesting is in the book they're like, look, if you want to talk about people's statues getting torn down, you see a Native American chief's statue. You could pretty much count that guy, first off, had slaves and then also led, like, war parties that raped whoever they caught and tortured.
Really? Is that in the book?
Yeah. I was like, damn, dude, this guy's going hard. What is this?
Damn.
Must have been early in time when this guy wrote. I don't know when the book was written.
Yeah.
He better not have written that recently or he's out of here. I don't like it.
Yeah. Verbatim, but yeah, go ahead, please.
No, I'm good. You want to derail my awesome Comanche talk?
No, I'm not derailing it.
It's
late. We were talking audiobooks.
I kind of forget the Comanche talk now. I had some other good points.
It's in the field. It's in the ether. You have to channel it. Any idea you ever have.
Oh, they did the same thing as. So I was reading fucking. Yeah, I was listening
Perfect.
To fucking.
I knew you'd get back there.
War on the Run, and it's very dry. It's very like. They left camp with 3 satchels of blueberries, 6 gunpowder sacks.
Count me out.
It's a lot. It's a lot to listen to. But then this one's just purely like, they did the same thing though. The lady who got was a slave to the Comanche. She beat the fuck out of the one lady, and the Apaches or the Comanches just surrounded her and were like, sick. And then she beat the shit out of the old lady who was also her master, and they were all like, all right, you're pretty chill. You can come hang out with us, dude. They did have that. That's like a common string. Like, if you were a Native American slave, all you had to do was wild out.
So you're saying if I were ever...
You had to risk the worst torture known to man.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah. So I wonder... So if I ever somehow... And again, I don't think this would happen to me if I got lost on the reservation, but if someone else
If
did,
they get you.
If someone... Yeah, if I was to be accosted on the
if
reservation...
If you get hammered at a casino...
I should just start fighting people.
If you're at a casino and you know, the lights start disorienting
like Mohegan
you...
Mohegan Sun, yeah.
And then you get captured... you can get captured.
You actually, you could technically get captured.
Yeah, bring you downstairs.
True. So I should just start swinging.
You should immediately swing. And if you're at a casino and you're drunk and you happen upon a security guard, swing upon him. They'll do nothing but respect.
Close it. Dude, you rule.
That's awesome.
Here's 500 and chips. Yeah. Back out there.
Like, you're one of us now.
I knew my bus driver's son hung out on an Indian reservation, and he. I used to always want to go there.
Really? I heard they were dumps.
Really? No. Yes. Our bus driver told us that his son was dating an Indian chick with huge tits. And I was like, damn it. He's like, yeah, they go all there.
Fucking bus drivers rule.
Smoke weed on the reservation all day. He's like, my son has it made. His girlfriend has big tits. She's a Native American. I was just like, fuck yeah, dude.
Wow.
Our bus driver.
I suppose you have to die then. It's the rules. Sorry, you're actually dead now.
Yeah, man. Well, that's sick. No, I like that you're back on your historian.
Bro.
Back in your historian.
A lot of people don't think about this. So when we kicked it, not we. It's another thing I'm trying to avoid. The fucking we's. The we's.
Well, you're talking about winners.
Well, true. I mean, it's hard for me to not associate that.
With winners.
Which was pretty sick. In the beginning of the book, they're talking about, so the Spanish, look, I'm going to get in my bag here. The Spanish were there.
Yeah.
The French were there. French
Spanish were kind of running things, weren't they?
Spanish ran shit forever from like 15 to...
17? Really?
Yeah. French were popping off down there, too. Mm-hmm. A lot of people... I think that's what Cinco de Mayo is about. It's a victory over the French.
Oh, that's good.
Surprising,
that's
right?
That's why I celebrate that.
Jamie, check that out for me.
Cinco de Mayo's
got to be
French got into Mexico?
I believe it's over the French.
I feel like the French couldn't handle Mexico.
They didn't.
The lads must have pwned them.
The lads were like, damn, you guys... You want to talk lazy? Bring out some Frenchmen.
Yeah.
So...
Confirmed.
Thank you very much, Lemire.
Confirmed.
Kill confirmed. I suppose it's been confirmed, yes. So the Spanish were in there, but the Spanish had they had conquered everything. All of South America, Central America, and then they were slowly making their way north. That's when they ran into the Comanches, or like those native tribes, the Apaches, the Comanches and shit.
The Short Kings, the land of
the Short Kings. And, you know, they started getting massacred and tricked and shit. What was pretty funny is the Apache were all of a sudden... Like, there's no record of what the fuck was going on there other than, like, you can see migrations of other tribes getting the fuck out of the way from the Comanches, which is pretty cool.
Fuck.
To be like, well, nobody wrote shit down. They were just wandering around in tents, murdering everybody for 1,000 years.
Yeah.
Well, not 1,000 because they didn't have horses yet. But all of a sudden, there was, like, a huge influx of Apaches running. Mm-hmm. And they're like, where the fuck are you guys going? The Apaches were like, actually, Spanish, we really like Catholicism. Could you please set up some missions in our territory? And so the Spanish were like, holy fuck, dude. We never thought you guys were going to say yes to this, dude. Wait till you see how awesome Jesus is. We're going to bring up some missionaries. This is going to be fun. And it was actually just a trick for them to put basically embassies in a Apacheria so that when the Comanches came down and definitely murdered and raped everybody, they would kill Spanish people too.
So that they
would go to war with the Comanches. So it was a pretty funny trick from the Short King Apaches.
Yeah.
But what was nice about it was talking about the settlers. That's how America colonized it. Mm-hmm. Like Spain went in with like missionaries, forts, very governmental, regimented, you know, in intrusion into the land. The Americans just sent people.
Like, dudes.
Like, literally, we're just like, no forts, no missions, just like people just building houses.
Go check that out.
Which, ironically, so the Mexicans invited settlers into Texas.
Yeah.
Which, you know, eventually the settlers just took Texas.
Yeah.
But the reason they invited them there was to get a buffer zone between them and the Comanches.
Really?
So originally the Mexicans, which you hear people today be like, the Mexican-American War, it was another act of aggression from America where we took their land. Mm. Those fuckers invited us there so that we could be fed to the Comanche so they would stop fucking with the Mexicans.
Really?
And it ended up that the Americans were kind of rootin' tootin'.
True. They're slim.
They were like, bro, we'll fucking chill here. What, we get raped and murdered every couple years?
Whatever.
Sick.
Texas fucking rules.
Texas does rule. That's when it became a republic, bro.
Really?
That's fucking sick.
So they actually, so they fought off the, they were like, they buffered. And then they like, they look, they probably figured it out and were like.
Well, yeah.
Or
that
they
was,
didn't. Or they were just
no,
like,
they figured it out. They figured it out. And well, yeah, they kind of tamed the land a little, And then this, the Mexicans were like, why don't you give us that land back?
Yeah.
Like, why don't you come fucking take it?
True.
That's where that flag's from.
Yeah.
I think. Then the Alamo happened, which was a huge mistake.
Does the Texas flag say it's like, fuck off, Mexico?
Yeah, pretty much.
But yeah, that's that, well, that was a funny thing watching Hell or High Water that you start to think about how that you really had. It's like, and then these colonizers came. It's like, no, they kind of, white people threw just poor, they threw poor white people at the problem. Rich white people threw poor white people at the problem and were like, here, go figure this out.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
really? And that's what they're banking on. And that's what was cool. In the book, it literally addresses like, yeah, the American approach to colonizing was like hope. Like they'd just be like, here's some dude that's just land hungry that lives in Boston that's like, I got to get my family the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
We're going to the plains. they get burned alive. But well,
it's
pretty
also
neat.
It's also funny too how that's.
Oh, nice. It's the first troop. Don't get me started on the first troop, bro. That shit is nice. So fucking, he was showing us all the shit there. I didn't. So apparently there was a troop in Philadelphia that predates the country, if that makes sense. The colonies, or the American colonies as like an independent American state.
Yeah, there was a bunch of those.
This was the first one, the first troop. They literally were being employed by the king. And, dude, imagine the fucking balls it took to just be like, fuck those guys. To take somebody, the king back then's flag and to draw on it and be like, nah, dude, this is our country now. Fuck you.
Yeah.
That's fucking nuts. I was like thinking about that. Like, that's fucking animal shit, dude.
You're going to get me fired up, dude. I've been working on my actual, the new hardcore history, dude.
What you got? What you working on?
I don't know how much I want to. Yeah, I'll give it away. Fuck it. There's a guy named Robert Rogers.
Yeah.
You want to talk about a dog, dude?
What time period?
This is birth of America.
Oh, God.
He was, French and Indian War. He was serving the crown during the French and Indian War.
Mm-hmm.
Just fucking beast. But it was the first couple chapters are just about like America back then. And it's, dude, when you think about, I know this is like a stoner thought about like history, but like how recent, like you were talking about those roads in Zimbabwe. Like, dude, our country, people were not here. And we have like the amount of infrastructure and all the shit we've done to this huge continent is fucking insane in the amount of time we've done it. Like it's crazy.
Yeah.
Also,
dude.
Like if you think about like as long as you've been alive from like, this is how like quickly history goes. It's like from your birth until right now was basically the same distance as your birth to World War II.
What do you mean?
What I mean? All right. So like from right now to 1980 is the same amount of time as from 1980 to World War II.
Oh,
like it's a lot shorter than you fucking think. So when you think back to like, so when you think back to like, you know, 1750, it's really not that long ago. It's very weird. It's very weird to think how far we've come.
Dude, they were, he was showing us,
that's history, guys.
He was showing us pictures of when in Philadelphia, when this thing was started, it was just like this big castle. And then there was just land everywhere that went all the way to the Delaware River. And it was just like, he was showing us pictures. I was like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
There was in that Thomas Marr book, there was like maps of New York from back then. Mm-hmm. It was just like north of 50th Street was just farm.
Yeah.
In 1860.
God, that must have been sick. Imagine getting pussy back then.
No, it would've been terrible. Getting pussy back then?
It was probably awesome. What are you talking about?
I mean, it's still fucking great, but it was definitely like disgusting.
I don't know, man. I mean, I guess, you know, I'm not going to compare myself to somebody living in like the 1700s in New York, but like, and it's funny, the reason I'm even comparing
No air conditioning.
rarely showered.
No porn.
Full bush.
No porn.
No porn. Yeah. No, don't get me wrong. It's going to feel good, and you're probably used to horrible smells, but the ladies' parts are going to be toxic.
Well, back then, you just...
And your dong is going to... Dude, it must have stunk so fucking bad.
They weren't like 69 back then, dude. You were just like on a haystack with your eyes closed.
Even if you're fucking, dude. Think if somebody was hitting it from behind. The smell. Just the butthole opening up. There's no toilet paper. Everybody's walking around like Tybalt, my cat. Just shit. No, dude. Boning back then was... That's why people were so religious. There was nobody out there like fucking to fuck. You were fucking to procreate.
No, it was a problem. People would fucking be like, oh, that was horrible. It was people would fucking be like, no, religion makes sense. That was horrible. That was a horrifying...
Yeah, that was a terrible deed we just committed. Yeah, you're going to love this. This is funny to wrap up Thomas Marr. Maybe I should just wrap it up. Dude, nothing happens. That's it. It's the end.
No, some dude sent us a fucking...
Yeah, I got it. I got scroll. It. Yeah, it was all stuff I knew and left out for the most part. It was Yeah, after the Civil War, he just kind of went to fucking Montana.
That's chill. So he was just Kanye. He just went to like...
He Kanye'd out, yeah.
He just got a big-ass plot of land and just drove around.
Thomas Marr, yeah. But the new one's going to be... I'm excited. The first hardcore history I'll do again, I'll finish Marr and go into this guy.
That's what I'm liking that.
It's good. Just thinking about North America from back then, I mean, it's just crazy. Like, they had no idea. They had no idea what the fuck was out here. Thomas Jefferson warned Lewis and Clark about, like, giant sloths when they moved west.
He told me about that, like, dinosaurs, basically.
He was like, be ready. There's some shit out there. We're not sure. And, dude, how scary. They were so scared of Indians back then. Indians are the scariest people fucking ever.
It's terrifying, dude.
There's no roads. You're just in the woods, and you see, like, fires and people screaming and dancing. They like... all likened it to actual hell. They're like, North America is the devil's. That's why there's things like the Vitch.
Yeah.
Like, everybody was afraid of, like, they thought the devil lived in the woods in North America.
I mean, dude, also those dudes in the Indian, those Indian dudes were like as good at being in the woods as you could possibly get. So you're in the woods and there's dudes who've just been training in the woods all who just do crazy shit that you're just like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah. And I mean, these people have never seen the wilderness. They're all from Europe. Europe hasn't had true wilderness since like 1400. There's no animals in Europe that can like eat you.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they get here and it's like, it was funny. One guy was talking about rattlesnakes. They never had rattlesnakes. So that was new. All of a sudden there's fucking rattlesnakes in New England. And they're like, these are different snakes. Like, they don't run from you. These snakes actually like attack you. Like, rattlesnakes are coming at them. And then they like basically everybody there died. Eventually you got scalped.
Yeah.
Like, eventually you were like killing and skinning animals. You're killing and fucking eating everything. And then you got fucking killed or eaten. That's how everybody died.
Oh, that's just
fucking or just sucks. A horrible disease. But yeah, for the most part, everybody got murdered. In pre-colonial United States, everyone got murdered.
That's so fucking funny, man.
Just hit with a musket.
Oh yeah, just shot and bruised and like, fuck, ow.
Yeah, that's how Rogers
die, you die of a cold, you get shot by a musket,
you get shot,
it
hurt. Yeah, Rogers' dad got shot because his friend thought he was a bear. Rogers' dad was coming back into a camp and his friend fucking blasted him. And his mom, Rogers' mom, got tracked by a hunter for like 3 days because he thought she was a wolf. I mean, the stories are fucking nuts.
I'm excited for that.
It's awesome.
I still swear by it, dude. And it's like, so I've been, you know, I've been off porn. I've been actually doing a urge-induced erectile dysfunction.
Yeah.
That's it, dude.
I got one for you. I was listening to that Revolutions podcast. This is just one story you'll like.
Yeah.
When the colonists were starting to wild out a little bit, England called Ben Franklin. They were like, dude, he was the guy in America. Ben Franklin was like the most respected dude. He had to go in front of Parliament to speak to them about like, we got to figure this out. And all they did was just destroy him. Like, their goal was to like, you know, ruin his character so that America didn't have like a guy to speak for them. So they brought Ben Franklin over to England, motherfucked him for like 2 straight hours. He didn't say a word. He just sat there silently. He was like, all right, see ya. went back to the colonies, was like, we're going to war. That's how, that's kind of how it started. Cause he was like on the fence. Ben Franklin was a little bit on the fence.
And they motherfucked him.
And they brought him over to try to make fun of him. It was kind of like Obama talking to Trump at the correspondence dinner.
Oh.
Franklin just sat there like, okay.
You probably could roast Franklin so hard.
Yeah.
In fact, those dudes roasting him probably.
Getting roasted by dudes in robes and wigs. And then just being like, all right, see you guys. Crossing the Atlantic, being like, boys, it's time.
Dude, they're probably over there like, you're a portly fellow. Yeah. And just like, all right, motherfuckers.
Yeah, well, I'm going to kill you guys.
We'll see about that.
We'll see how fucking portly I am when I have a country.
Damn, dude, that's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
It is funny how that stuff plays into it.
Yeah, just
like, no, we should avoid war. Egos. Someone's like, bitch. And he's like, well,
I guess thousands of men will die. Okay. Yeah.
Look at his fat ass and those pants. It's like, those glasses seem very gay. Do you agree?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I invented these. And they're not gay. I invented them. Yeah, they...
Oh, my God.
I always feel shame for the Pennsylvanian Dickinson.
What's that?
He was a bit of a... You know, Dickinson College and all that? He signed... He was... Him and Franklin were the Pennsylvanian boys.
Nice.
And Dickinson was very against. He didn't think America could win.
He's a Tory.
He was but he, I don't know. He helped. I think it was Jefferson write. They wrote two things. One of them was like, we're going to stay with England. One of them was, we're going to war.
Nice.
And Dickinson and Jefferson wrote both of them, and Dickinson helped to like make sure he didn't look like a bitch. Like when Jefferson was writing, this is why we're becoming independent. He was hype manning him a little.
That's sick.
He was like, yeah, we are independent. But then he was like, guys, for real, we shouldn't do this. We can't do this. We're going to get killed.
Imagine how scary that was.
Yeah, they were all going to get beheaded.
True, yeah.
At one of the congresses, they got a letter from the king that was like, you guys can stop this now or we're going to kill all of you, just so you know.
Wow.
And they were all like, shit.
Was that the invention of guerrilla warfare?
There was some of that, yeah.
Were they still doing like shoulder to shoulder?
Yeah, they were. And there was guys like the Swamp Fox, basically what the movie The Patriot's based off of.
Swag.
This guy named Swamp Fox down in South Carolina. He was hitting with that.
Really?
Yeah, but Boone Gorilla.
Style. He was Boone style.
Gorilla's Spanish.
Okay.
For Little War.
When did the Revolutionary War start? Like, because didn't they learn from Native Americans how to like hide behind trees and like kind of
some of that stuff.
Sneak attack?
Yeah.
Because in Europe, they were still doing like...
Yeah.
Battle bots, basically.
They were doing battle bots because it was like wars were smaller.
Yeah.
It wasn't like total war. And it was like gentlemanly. Like they would like surrender forts and be like, yes, this is yours now. Thank you.
They were paintballing.
Yeah, they were paintballing. And then, yeah, the Americans did get a little wild.
They started
guerrilla warfare in a little.
That's
but that was all from the French and Indian War. So,
okay.
It was all dudes that were veterans from that.
Because France came down, we're like, yo, we'll help you guys.
France teamed up with the Indians and started doing some nasty stuff.
Yeah, they did have some...
yeah, they would cut everyone's fucking heads off.
Yeah, dude.
France is nasty. The frogs would sit back and be like, dude, what's going on? And the Indians were like, we got this. And start skinning people, and they'd be like, oh, Jean-Claude Blee, no. Don't cut his skin off.
Yeah, I was reading that book. When you called me, I was reading Indian Boyhood.
Oh, that's
right. I didn't get too far into it, but it's about a dude who grew up as they were being chased. Dudes would come through their camps and like they'd be chilling in like a spot. Like, all right, we got some buffaloes, and dudes would come through and start murdering them.
Yeah,
you'd be sitting there and they would just get attacked, and they'd have to get out of there. And then there would be like inter-Indian beef, dude. The fucking accidents that occurred in these things were so fucking funny.
Like what?
Like they were just like. At one point, they were like trying to get, they dedicated like a few months to just like hacking up trees and making maple syrup. And at one point, like the young boys are supposed to sit there and watch the embers. And like there was like a superstition if like somebody wasn't watching the fire. I mean, it makes sense. Something bad could happen. But at one point, they came out. Somebody screamed or something.
Where were
happened.
They? Like Minnesota?
Yeah, they're right around. Yep, they're right around Minnesota, crossed into BC when things would get hot and come back down. But at one point, like the ant just like accidentally chopped off someone lady's fingers. They're like, because we're hacking up bark. Yeah. And she's like chopped off some lady's fingers and the lady was screaming. They came away from the fire and the ant was like, what the fuck are you doing? Get back over there.
Yeah.
You're about to fucking bring us bad luck.
Like you already did that.
And there was a part where, so like they were chilling in their teepee at one point and dude, it just got like lit. Some of the Indians started getting guns and shit too.
Yeah.
So the one guy was like, he was trying to hunt some buffs, or he was trying to hunt a deer, and he, because they were like post up near a herd of buffalo.
Yeah.
And that was, you were good. You were good for months. But some guy took a gun and tried to shoot a deer, and all the buffalo just like dispersed. So like back then, the Indians would come, they would kill you for that, because like you know, people are gonna starve to death. So then they came up and they fucking just like littered up this dude's tent. They got gats and they just start, they go to your teepee and just be like, bah, 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 start shooting arrows. So you had to like get away from that. You were just getting attacked constantly. And then when you were little, they'd put you on dogs. So you, they were like dog sleds.
Yeah.
So, but every now and again, the dogs weren't like horses. Like the dogs would just kind of, like when you were a little kid, your dogs would just be like, it was the summer, they would veer into rivers. So the dogs would just get bored and just jump into a river and your kids would be in there. It's so like, dude, he was like, a couple times I ended up in the river.
Yeah.
The dogs are just like, fuck it, dude. Let's play.
Yeah. They only had dogs for a long time.
Yeah, man.
Which is very funny.
And they didn't fully train them. So, like, you'd be on the thing with your little sister and your sled would just go right into a river.
Yeah, your dog would catch the zoomies.
Yeah, it was really funny to read. But it's about that, how, like, you know,
the pupperinis would catch the zoomies.
Dude, imagine really depending on a dog like that. My dude Jackson shits. If I give him 2 hours time, he will shit and piss in my basement, and it infuriates me. And there's nothing you can do. Like I've tried reasoning with him, rewarding him, putting his face in it. I've been like, dude, this is just a memory, bro. This is good for us. Yeah, man, you can't. That's tough to actually, like, survival wise, rely on dogs.
Yeah,
but of course, yeah, it was funny thinking about like 2-year-olds just getting dragged into a river by a dog.
Yeah, that's fun.
You know, they're all right.
That's a good laugh.
That's a fun time.
Yeah,
it's a fond memory.
Probably into the like Mississippi. Isn't that crazy? It goes up there.
I didn't know the Mississippi goes. There's another river.
I think that's what splits Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Is there a Minnesota River or something?
Probably.
There's one river they went through that was apparently, they were saying it's the toughest river. The dude's grandmother, dude, the lady was like 65, swam across it because they would make like shitty rafts. And she was like, nah, fuck that. And this lady just swam, crossed it twice. Pretty nasty.
Nice.
Apparently people were so wildly in shape back. Like you'd walk like 40 miles and be like, nah. So.
Makes sense.
Yeah, but he was saying.
Not a walking, dude.
He lost it all. He was like, dude, now it's like.
He's a soft bitch. Soft writing bitch. Books.
He had Indian boyhood, but he was like, it was tight. But he was talking about the lacrosse games. They were sick.
Yeah.
Big dust ups, dude.
Dust ups during the lax games.
It was it was like they'd be playing on like literally. He's like, you couldn't see. It would get so dusty.
Oh, you meant a literal dust up.
And you said just one dude would break from the dust cloud and like score, and they'd be like, yeah, that's awesome. But yeah, his name was basically like loser.
Yeah. We talked about that in the Indian names weren't like as cool as you think they were. It was all like dog boner.
Yeah, his mom died in childbirth.
Yeah.
And so they named him like unfortunate loser. Like it was like, that was his name. And luckily his mother-in-law got a hold of him because his dad's mom wanted to just like, she was like, I'll hold him. I'm not feeding him because obviously this dude's a bad omen. I'll let him just die and I'll throw him away. But the mom's mom was like, no, I'll raise him.
Yeah. They gave you nicknames like Rucker Park. You had to like do something and then you get a nickname.
That's
your
the thing.
Nickname would be like, if you fucked up, your nickname would be like, shit his pants.
Yeah, and they had to redeem. Yeah. So I didn't get to the part where he redeemed himself, but like another kid with a shitty name got like named Winner after like his tribe won the lacrosse game. Like, we'll name you Winner. So it was like sick.
That's a victory.
Yeah, it was that's high stakes, dude.
Yeah, your actual name.
Yeah. Yeah. Pussy bitch. Your name is Pussy Bitch Loser. It's like, well, if your uncle wins this lacrosse game, you'll be supreme champion from now on. You had to go to girls, like, what's your name? Be like, can't get my dick hard. Yeah. Poor loser.
Fart ball sack.
Gay.
Nice.
I suck penises without money.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with that.
What, the Native American culture?
For the Native American culture, I suck penis
without money.
That no money, uncle suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's fucking sick. They had bad names.